Once upon a time, there was a very old man and a very old woman. They were named Mr. and Mrs. Cucumber because they were cucumber farmers. They were very happy, except for one thing. They didn't have a child. They really, really wanted a child to love. They wanted one so bad that one day they went down to the holy waringan tree. They sat cross-legged beneath the enormous towering tree with its lovely long branches, and they prayed.
"Please, please, bring us a child. We've waited so long. Thank you."
They returned home and went to sleep. That night, the old man had a dream. He dreamed that an old woman handed him a large, beautiful cucumber that shined brightly, for it was made of gold.
He thought, "What an amazing dream! It must be a good sign."
In the morning, as they headed to their field to work, he told his wife about the dream. Just then, the old woman spotted an enormous, shining, golden cucumber. She was so excited.
"Come here! Come here, husband! A golden cucumber, just like your dream!"
Just then, the earth shook, and the couple saw a giant walking toward them. He was green, and he had long teeth that weren't very clean.
"Oh, did I hear you have a golden cucumber? I love cucumbers. I'm hungry and I want to eat it. Yum, yum. Give it to me or I will destroy your farm."
The old woman and old man trembled in terror. The giant was just about to scoop up the cucumber in his enormous hands when they heard crying coming from inside the cucumber. They all stared as they watched the golden cucumber shake and then split open. Sitting right in the middle of the cucumber was a baby girl. She was lovely and chubby with little dimples. The old man and the old woman's hearts were touched.
"Oh, a beautiful baby girl!"
"Oh, wonderful! I love to eat little babies, too. Yum, yum! Give her to me!"
"Oh, please, Giant! We really want a daughter. We've been praying for her. Please, please, if you could just let us raise her and enjoy her for, say, 15 years, then you can have her. Besides, she would be much fatter and tastier then."
"Oh, you're right. I will come back in 15 years. If you break your promise, I will not only destroy your farm, I'll destroy your whole village as well."
The giant left, with his enormous footsteps shaking the ground. The couple was so happy that they had a beautiful daughter. They named her Timoon Mass, which means gold cucumber. And as they were leaving, the old woman noticed that there were some strange things stuck to the cucumber's flesh. Why, there were a packet of cucumber seeds, a long silver needle, some salt, and a jar of shrimp paste.
"Whatever are these for? Well, in any case, I'd better hang on to them."
15 wonderful years passed, in which Timoon Mass brought the couple much joy. She was a lovely young lady, and she was kind and thoughtful to everyone. She loved to climb trees and play with the animals, and she helped her mother and father willingly. Truly, she had a heart of gold. Her wonderful spirit became known throughout the village and beyond. So the giant heard about Timoon Mass, too.
"Aha! She is ready for me to eat! Yum, yum! I can hardly wait!"
And he took giant earth-shaking steps towards the couple's farm. They felt the giant steps and were terrified. The old woman was beside herself with grief.
"Oh, no! He's come to take Timoon Mass from us!"
The giant pounded on their door.
"Ah, give your daughter to me. You promised."
The old man and the old woman cried torrents of tears.
All right, but could we just have her one more night, just to say goodbye?
All right, I'll be back, but don't forget, I will destroy the whole farm and the village if you refuse.
The old man and the old woman were so sad that evening. Timun Mas noticed.
What's wrong, Mother? What's wrong, Father? Why are you so sad?
And the old woman told Timun Mas the whole story about her birth and the giant, and that she must run away.
Run away? I'm not afraid of an evil giant. I have everything I need to defeat him.
Just then, the old woman remembered the cucumber seeds, the silver needle, the salt, and the shrimp paste. She gave them to her daughter and begged her,
Please, please, run away from here. I cannot bear to see the giant eat you.
Very well, Mother. I will run if it pleases you.
And she kissed her parents goodbye and dashed out into the moonlit night. The next morning the giant shook the earth and knocked on the door again.
Oh, where is she? I can hardly wait. Yum, yum. I am so hungry.
The farmer said, I'm sorry. I don't know where she is. She has run off.
Ah!
That giant was so angry, but he was so tall that he just glanced over the earth and he could see Timun Mas running far ahead.
Ah, I see you. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to eat you. Yum, yum.
Each huge step of the giant covered so much ground that he caught up with her easily. Timun Mas looked behind her.
Oh, dear, that giant.
And as he gained on her, she tossed the packet of cucumber seeds over her shoulder. Instantly, a large garden of large, tasty golden cucumbers sprung up at the giant's feet.
Oh, I love cucumbers!
And the giant stopped to eat every one of them as Timun Mas ran ahead.
Mm, yum, 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 yum.
A whole hour passed before he was finished.
Burp!
Then he looked around and spotted her running ahead.
I see you. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to eat you. Yum, yum.
He caught up with her in only a few steps.
Oh, that giant just won't quit.
Still running, she tossed behind her the silver needle. Instantly, a large bamboo forest sprouted around the giant. Sharp bamboo branches pierced and painfully scraped the giant's flesh.
Oh, ow, ow!
It took him 2 hours before he tore his way out of the thick bamboo forest. He was furious as he looked again for Timun Mas.
I see you. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to eat you. Yum, yum.
She looked behind her and saw the giant gaining on her.
Not again.
She quickly took the salt and tossed it behind her. Suddenly, a deep, deep, salty sea flooded the land, and the giant stumbled into it. The salt stung at his cuts and scrapes. The giant swam for 3 hours until he finally crossed the sea and pulled himself to shore. Enraged, he stood up and looked around.
I see you. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to eat you. Yum, yum.
And again he was after her. Timun Mas kept running.
I've still got one more chance.
And she tossed the jar of shrimp paste behind her. Instantly, a large, gooey mud formed. The muddy earth sank deep, deep down and turned into an enormous, bottomless canyon. The giant fell right into the canyon. The earth closed up again, and that was the end of the giant.
Well, finally, he was a tough one.
Exhausted, Timun Mas made a bed of some palm fronds and fell asleep. Morning came, and Timun Mas woke up. Her hair was a mess. Her clothes were torn and dirty. Just then, a prince and his entourage passed by. The prince saw her.
Look! What is this? What happened to you? Why do you look so horrible?
Timun Mas dusted off her arms and legs.
Well,
I was chased by a giant all day and night. What do you expect? The prince offered to help, and his beautiful servants bathed her, combed her hair, and dressed her in lovely silks. And when the prince saw how beautiful Timun Mas was, he fell deeply in love with her. "Oh, Timun Mas, please, please, will you marry me?"
"Well, all right, but first, please, you must promise to bring me back to my parents and take care of them for the rest of their lives."
The prince promised, and they were married. Joy burst from the old man and the old woman's hearts when they once again saw Timun Mas, their beautiful daughter, who had come to them from a golden cucumber.